Strawny.
Coming up to 13 to 8, Rugby League the Musical hits the Roxy, the Southwest Rocks Roxy Cinema on Friday night. It is very, very funny. A hilarious blend of stand-up comedy and musical satire that takes aim at the greatest game of all and its many colourful characters and controversies. Now, Dennis Carnahan is joining us now. He's a funny bloke, Dennis. I've known him since 1987. I didn't know it was him, though, that did all this stuff. He was quite a serious musician. He gets his degree in Lismore. The band goes on the road. The band breaks up. He needs to eat. He ends up doing writing music for television, like Australia's Next Top Model, E.T.'s Fishing Adventures. And then the Footy Show approaches him. What did they want, Dennis?
Supposed to be an earnest song that summed up the history of rugby league in 20 seconds and then went from a ballad to being like a big anthem. They gave me 6 days to do it. They called me on the Friday. The show was on air the following Thursday. I did a whole lot of research, and I just, with the foot in the door, I just started sending them songs, sending them ideas. They started recording them. And it went from there. I really just enjoyed it. I enjoyed writing songs. And it also, I'm a Canberra Raiders fan. And since 1994, you know, we've teased, we haven't really done so well. So I get a little bit uptight, a little bit upset. And instead of kicking the cat, I write songs about other teams to try and bring them down to our level. And that's kind of where it started. It's me exercising my angst about my team losing. And boy, there's been a bit of angst this year. And that's where my humour comes from. And people, you know, it seems like it's an environment where people love a roast. So I've been, you know, the Dragons got me to go and play at a couple of functions there. And I was thinking, oh, gee, do I play these songs that slap the Dragons? And the guy who engaged me, Steve Edge, former St George Premiership winning captain, former Eels Premiership winning captain, said, why do you think we got you here? That's what we want. We want to laugh. So it kind of grew from playing at corporate functions, playing, you know, writing songs just for my own sake. Like that's in Queensland. You mentioned before. I did that for a community radio show some mates of mine do, which is a rugby league comedy show. And I didn't think the humour was going to cut across rugby league fans, so I actually left it for like 18 months. Didn't do anything with it. And then they wanted me to play a little State of Origin function. I couldn't be there, so I recorded the song, made the film clip, and it just, from there, it went viral. It had like 500,000 hits in 3 days. So it's not from planning, it's from accident. It turns out that I guess if I laugh at something, maybe someone else somewhere will as well.
Now, listen, you just every week, Dennis, you have so much material. Now, I'm thinking here, right, because you and I go back a long way, back to the 80s in Goulburn. I am thinking of you, right, doing a cover version of Lloyd Price's Personality using the voices of Wayne Bennett and Anthony Griffin. Now, do you think that's got legs, Dennis?
It probably does, because they have remarkable personalities. And Wayne Bennett does appear in the show a few times on the screen. He doesn't host any segments. So obviously, this week there's a new song about Anthony Griffin.
Yes.
Well, it's more about he's kind of the protagonist in it. The antagonist is Gus Gould.
Okay.
So it's a song dedicated to Gus Gould, and it's, you know, the most obvious title in the world. It's an original song, not a parody. It's called "The Man Who Invented Rugby League," and obviously that's Gus Gould. Everyone knows he made the game up.
Oh, Dennis, it's going to be so much fun Friday night. The Roxy, it's one of the most beautiful spots on the North Coast. I know when you were a serious musician, you used to play up and down our part of the mid-North Coast as you were going to uni in Lismore.
Yes.
And I have to ask you, out of that class when you were, you know, doing your degree, were any good ones came out of that we would know?
Most of the ones, a lot of them went to music teaching.
Okay.
And a lot of them went to, like music, for production music.
Production music,
music,
yeah.
TV,
okay.
Music. So you don't hear their names that much. But
Hang on, didn't you write the music to one of our famous television reality shows?
Well, there was a few. Australia's Next Top Model. Location. There was quite a few of those. But there's a guy called Ben Rosen who he's working over in Singapore. Adam Gock,
yeah.
Who's Les Gock's son. But
yep.
He certainly doesn't trade off being his dad's son. He trades off his own work, and he's a multi award winning guy writing TV, you know, like MasterChef kind of stuff. Or, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in there who are working. No actual pop stars.
Yeah.
But, well, apart from myself, of course.
Of course, Dennis, of course.
Other than that, no household names.
Yeah. But now, is there any time in the show that you actually have to go to the bunker for anything, Dennis?
Oh, we do have to go upstairs occasionally for the questions, yeah. And there's a lot of people that appear in the show. So I introduce the show and introduce the concept at the start. And then we get a list of characters coming out. So we've got a former referee who comes out and sings songs about describing the pantomime of rugby league. And then after him, to describe the backroom conspiracies, we get former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie comes out. And he's a real popular figure in the show. And what I'm really looking forward to in a couple of weeks' time, I've been playing in Sydney at the Bridge Hotel in Rozelle every Monday. And Peter Beattie is coming along. So there's going to be the Rugby League the Musical's Peter Beattie on stage while former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie's in the audience. And I can't wait for those two to meet. They have so much in common.
Yeah, Dennis, that sounds fantastic. Look, only thing I'd worry about with Peter Beattie, make sure he goes to the right pub.
And gets the right night.
Now, the other great thing about this, Friday night, if you want to see Dennis, it's a very, very funny show, believe me. Cost is $25 at the Roxy. It's cheaper than an NRL match.
It's cheaper, and the grog's cheaper as well.
Dennis, great to have you on the show, mate. We can't wait for it. Friday night, you can see Rugby League the Musical. Todd McKenney isn't in it, but Dennis Carnahan is, and you will laugh your head off. Here's a little bit of what you can expect on Friday night. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Strawny.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant. It's dental floss for your mind.
Could somebody please help me? I'm a little bit confused. When selectors choose for Queensland, could you tell me what map they used? Where you're born and where you come from, surely that's your origin. So could somebody please tell me what state these towns are in? Where is Sydney?
That's in Queensland.
Suva, Fiji.
That's in Queensland.
Where is Bowraville?
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere.
State of origin, we're told, is all about state pride and the famous Queensland spirit, but we've been taken for a ride. How can they claim that spirit when all through history Queensland selected players from the wrong side of the Tweed? Where is Hornsby?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Minto?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Tenterfield?
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere.
So it seems that origin is not quite what we thought. And finally now New South Wales has got in on the rot. James Tamo's given up fish and chips, jandals and chili buns, like so many Kiwis before him, to play state of origin. Where is Auckland?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Christchurch?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Palmerston North?
That's in New South Wales. Queensland's everywhere.
Where is Sydney?
That's in Queensland.
Where is Fiji?
That's in Queensland.
Papua New Guinea.
That's in Queensland. Queensland's everywhere. Queensland's everywhere.
But, yeah, big day coming up on Saturday. And I know you'd like some numbers by Friday. Tell us about the day and what it encompasses.
Mate, it's basically the same format as what we do for Gimme 5 for Kids. So it's $50 a team for four people. Start kicks off at 12:30, and we've got two games of bowls, 11 ends. There'll be sausage sizzle, there'll be raffles on the day. Obviously, not to the same extent that we do with Gimme 5, because we just don't have the lead time to get into it.
Yep.
But, yeah, every bit counts, mate. Every bit counts.
Every
if people can't attend the day, that's fine. And we are accepting donations on behalf of Josh Ball and McLean Hayrun.
Excellent stuff. Now, the Saturday looks like it's going to be a beautiful day again, up to about 23 degrees in the sunshine there at the Fountain on the Mountain. It should be a great afternoon to settle back and have a game of bowls and know that you're helping our farmers out west and know you've got that great local angle with Josh and what he's doing, and he's going to get direct to the farmers who need it. It is that simple, and that is the big Drought Relief Bowls Day coming up on Saturday at the Heights Bolo, and of course the raffle on there as well. Now, have you settled on your team yet, Kurt?
Say that again, sorry, Scotty.
Have you settled on your team yet?
Mate, I'm going to be a swinger. I'll run around. I'll probably be in the bar and maybe play a couple of bowls as well because, as you know, my bowling is absolutely sensational. But I'll probably be more in the bar and behind the scenes this time, mate.
Good on you, buddy. You're a very, very generous mob there. The Heights Bowling Club, big day coming up on Saturday. If you'd like to know more, get in contact with the club, 6562 6666. We'll whack that on the Triple M Facebook site. If you'd like to know more, just give the club a call and have a great day of bowling under the sunny skies on the mighty McClay. The Kempsey Heights Bowling Club Drought Relief Bowls Day. Good on you, Kerr. Have a great day.
Down to you, Stroney. Thanks very much, mate.
Good on you, buddy. No problem at all. Kerr Black from the Kempsey Heights Bolo doing their bit to help our farmers. It's Triple M.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a light southwesterly wind, but it's producing really clean conditions in those protected southern corners and some of our open beaches. And we do have a little bit of swell around this morning. It is from the south, so the open beaches are attracting a few decent waves. Wave size is around that 3-foot mark. We do have low tide around 7 this morning, so expect those waves to pick up as we head towards high tide. High tide today is around 1:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 16 to 17 degrees. Further north, at Crescent Head, is around 20 degrees. And now for the surf for this weekend. Saturday is looking the best. The wind will start out nice and light from the west, so those open beaches and northern corners will be the pick. The swell will be from the south. Wave size on the open beaches looking around that 3-foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Then on Sunday, the wind will turn around to the southwest, be extremely strong. The swell will start to pick up from the south, but it's a southerly swell, so those southern corners will miss out on most of the wave
action. So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes. Let's see if we can get a winner for today. 13-27-10. I never know what's going to come out of this. Act one on the program. We got to wait. How are you, champion? What's your yarn for us today?
Good, mate. There was this banana, and he was growing up all his life. He was like everybody else, you know, and just kind of getting along with the scene. And then one day, he decided he wanted something different, so he said he goes straight.
No, you can't say that. Oh, Triple M, good morning, Steve. How are you, Steve? What's your yarn for us today?
Okay, what type of dog can do magic tricks?
Tell me.
A labracadabrador.
A labracadabrador, no! Oh. Triple M, good morning. John, what's your yarn for us?
Yes, yesterday I went to the doctor. Knee was giving me absolute hell, and the doctor examined me, and he said, I think it's old age. And I said, no, it's not old age. He said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it's not. I got a bit stroppy, and he said, well, how do you know it's not old age? I said, well, the other knee's the same age, and it's not sore.
Oh, no! Worst Dad Joke Wednesday again, living up to its reputation. Why do I do this?
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Here he is, our own Captain Stubing. John Joyce, good morning. How are
good
you, John?
Morning, mate.
Look, I hate... Look, what are we in? When 13th of August, and you were going to mention the C word, John, you're disgraceful. Christmas and Christmas. New Year. But it's on. It's in a good way, because what you're saying is from P&O, we've got some great cruises that people should look at now, because things are going to get too busy very, very soon.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's still space on the Christmas New Year cruises. And
yeah.
That's very rare for this time of the year. So if you want to get away from all the rallies at Christmas, or don't want to do Christmas lunch, you know.
I'm glad you skirted around the point there.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the cruises. Do they leave, is it Boxing Day, or is it they leave on Christmas Eve?
They
or?
Leave, the Christmas one's about the 18th of December.
Yep.
And the 20th of December, so you're away. And then 9 days and 8 days. So.
Yep.
So they're obviously away over Christmas. They put on a great Christmas lunch on board, I believe. I haven't been on the cruise, but I had come.
They feed you about six times a day, don't they?
Yeah. And if you want to take the kids away, if they've been behave themselves or do really well in their...
Naughty or nice, yes.
Naughty or nice, just go along and take them on a cruise. Surprise them.
Yeah.
It's, look, a great way to relax. All your meals are included. All your accommodations included.
And you unpack once?
Unpack once, and the kids can disappear to the kids' club all day, and you can... and it's a great... Because there's a lot of kids around Christmas time, obviously it's the best time to take the family.
Yeah.
But, look, I just love cruising. And if you don't want to do Christmas, do New Year. They've got one leaving the 28th and 30th of December.
Wow.
And they're leaving Brisbane and Sydney, so, look... if you want to stay home from Christmas and you need a break from the rallies after Christmas...
Here he is. Look at this.
And it's a great way just to get away, relax, not worry about anything. And the beauty of cruises these days, if you go overseas, as you know, Mark, getting through airports with securities is takes extra time, where cruises, you hop on, unpack, don't have to worry about security. Well, you do if you misbehave, of course.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, it's just a great way to go without any hassles.
Yeah, and a lot of people always mention the staff too, John, particularly if you do have little kids, how they love it.
Oh, look, they just look after them. And, you know, I remember last time we took our kids, that they were pretty young. I was going up the grandkids next year.
Yeah.
you know, one I didn't see the whole time. I probably told you that was the year I went on. I thought, table for four, one who I'll get. And next minute this bloke says, am I sitting here? And it was Fatty Vaughton and his wife.
Yeah.
And because I said to him, I hope he knows something about sport, whoever we're sitting with.
Yeah.
But we had the two kids. We had Justin and Shane at the time, which was way back. And
the fat man.
Yeah. And he said, and Justin used to come in and see us every time at mealtime. Didn't see Shane for the whole crew. Are you sure you've got another son on this one? Because he'd be doing something.
Exploring,
So he turned up the last day because we've got a lovely photo of the two of them with Fatty. So
good stuff.
It was just little things, and you meet people on the cruise that you wouldn't think. You know?
There you go, Christmas cruises. John's put a very fine point on it, saying if you want to escape the rest of your family, no, we want to take them with you. There you go.
Yes.
The departure date's just before Christmas, and then there's the New Year cruise as well. They are P&O, really good rates. So talk to the team at Port Travel today.
Yep, pop in, take the kids away.
Good stuff. Them. Now, Dave, I want to mention as well, John, I know a friend of mine who's a regular traveller to Bali, as lots of Australians are, and he's got an initiative I think we might just mention. Because of the disaster that's happened there at the moment, he's taking an extra bag with him with kids' clothing and women's and men's clothing for hot climate.
Great idea.
So, you know, if you are someone, and there's plenty of people that are regular visitors, maybe take that extra bag and take some clothes over. Those poor people, over 100 people lost their life in Indonesia, and that follow-up quake would have just been a shocker, John.
Oh, look, a quake anywhere I would think is frightening. And
that's
you're
right.
Over there. And the people that go to Bali tend to go back year after year after year, and they have a lot of friends over there.
Yep.
So
maybe take that extra bag.
Think of it.
Good on you, John. Alrighty, talking travel with the great man John Joyce, who is smiling from ear to ear after the Sharks beat Storm yesterday. Did you take them in a parlay?
No, I took them in my tips.
They're the tipping.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't bet on football.
Okay. Well done. Thank you, John. I don't know if I believe that. It's 11 to 8. Strawny.